From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ever since filmmaker Peter Bogdanovich cast Randy Quaid for The Last Picture Show, straight out of the University of Houston, Quaid has worked with many Hollywood greats, Nicholson, Brando, Steiger. Randy is the elder Quaid brother and the craggier, bulbous one. Dennis Quaid gets romantic leads. Randy is often the cop, the character. He was television's Lyndon Johnson, and now he's playing a small-town police chief in the new CBS show, The Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire. It's a program that poses the question, can a primetime audience warm to a show about three overweight, middle-aged brothers with marital problems?
Well, we'll find out. I love the show. I really... We have such a great time doing it, and it is a little bit out of the ordinary, which I think is the appealing factor about the show, is that we are three kind of middle-aged brothers. We live in a small town. We used to be hockey heroes when we were in school, and it deals with disillusionment, about how you have these hopes and dreams when you're younger and how life deals you, throws you curves. And so it's a microcosm of the bigger picture in the outer world.
Daddy said something about kids growing up, moving out. And it's true. All the dreams seem out of our zip code, I guess. Certainly money, but I always thought we were rich here in other ways, you know? Safe neighborhoods, values. All over America, there's no values anymore.
Over the years, you've worked with Rod Steiger, with Marlon Brando, with Jack Nicholson. Do you learn from these men when you were a young actor working alongside them? Did you learn new things, or is that what happens in a movie?
Oh well, no. I always learn from any actor. I'm working with a good actor. There's always something you can pick up. I still do that. Rod Steiger, you know, is great sitting around listening to him tell stories about, you know, Waterfront and Heat of the Night and all these great movies that he's done. And Brando was very funny. I mean, we got along great, and he was very enlightening as to his approach to acting. And
how so? What was
well, he, I guess at that point he was...
This was in the Missouri Breaks.
Yeah, in Missouri Breaks, and he used cue cards a lot in that movie. But it just was interesting to watch, to go to the dailies. I went to the dailies every night and watched his work, and he would do like eight takes of a shot, and every one of them would be so inventive and so different. I was really just amazed, and it really opened my eyes to how you can expand yourself, your creativity, in front of the camera and really play and invent while you're creating. And it doesn't, you know, a lot of times you get into a routine where you just do a scene a certain way and you do it the same way over and over again, And I always, ever since then, I started exploring more and more about trying it different ways, and it mixes it up and makes it fresher.
But there seems to be a contradiction there that Brando could bring, as you saw, such creativity to a scene over and over and over again in different ways, and yet at the same time need to have his lines on cue cards everywhere all around him.
Well, that's just the way he chose to work. I mean, dialogue really, I think, is overrated. Mm. It's the emotion that I think draws you in as an audience. And the words are merely there to support the emotion.
Do you harbor any interest or hopes of just getting cast just one more time, say, as the romantic male lead in a movie?
Well, my wife actually directed a movie, and she cast me in that role, and the movie hasn't been released. I don't know if it will, but it's a very fun and inventive movie, and my wife is so creative, and in that I played this romantic lead, and I got the girl at the end, Catherine McCormick, which is not bad. And
so your wife, that was your wife's piece of casting right there.
Yes, yeah, that was her. So that's how she sees me, and I guess that's great because she's my wife. But it's one of my favorite movies. I hope people get a chance to see it someday.
Well, Randy Quaid, thank you very much for stopping in to talk with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Randy Quaid, he's in the TV show The Brotherhood of Poland, New Hampshire, which starts tonight on CBS.